The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for those key financial decisions. Well, today I'm joined by George Amador III, one of our CFPs here in the office of Crystal Clear Finances. George, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited. We got to start doing this more often.
For sure.
I know that you have your own podcast with Refined Financial. I know you've got a whole group of people there.
Yeah.
And taking time to be able to sit down and talk, I think is so important. And I want to really dive in today. And I think the topic that we want to talk about is the big reveal.
Sounds good. I love that.
And now I know that we probably have a lot of listeners that are thinking, what? What does the big reveal have to do with finances? But to me, with what we've just gone through over this past year, and boy, doesn't it seem like it's been such a long year?
Yes, it has.
Oh, hurry up and finish, and let's start a new year, clean slate, the whole thing. Let's get the elections over, everything. But George, let's talk about the fact that the big reveal really deals with what happened in their finances during the downturn.
Yes, for sure. And I think, you know, when we talk about where we have come from in these last few short months,
mm-hmm.
right? We've seen a ton of uncertainty.
Yes.
We've seen the sky is falling in the news, yes. and then we've seen it's a great day, right? And so mm-hmm. there's been a lot going on. And the big reveal is now that we've been through and lived through some uncertainty, let's go back and see what that has revealed to us mentally, in mm-hmm. our finances, in life in general, and go back through and say, okay, well, now that I'm here,
mm-hmm.
do I need to change anything that I didn't love? Do I need to go back and reevaluate? And really, what did this last couple of months reveal to me?
Excellent. And you know, that's so true, because as we sit down with our clients, we put together a financial plan. We said, okay, here's where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where you want to go. We have this little questionnaire that individuals fill out. Mm-hmm. And we also have a numbers questionnaire they can fill out. We get all that information. We say, okay, if we want the dreams to come true, here's the path we need to go.
Yeah.
And once we have that in place, then we're communicating with our clients all the time. I know, especially during COVID, we were active on the phones. We were active in our newsletters. Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to make sure that they knew we were aware of the plan
mm-hmm.
and reminding them of the plan.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, George, that when we're going through these hard times, that we don't make reactionary decisions.
Absolutely. That's very, very key, because, again, setting up a plan, and I say this to my clients all mm-hmm. the time, we hope for the best and plan for the worst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody actually sat there and said COVID-19 is going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. However, in a financial plan, you have to plan for the unforeseen.
Exactly.
And so that's part of making sure that when all of this stuff happens, we know that our clients have confidence even walking into something like this saying, okay, it's uncertain. I don't know how we're going to come out of this, but I know that my finances are set up
right.
in such a way that I don't have to worry.
Right. And that's why I think it's so important now, as we've come through the bulk of it, and I know the unemployment numbers are there, and I want to talk about that in a moment,
mm-hmm.
but I know there's a lot of bad news that's out there. We haven't reached back where we were before, though we are getting closer.
Close. Yep.
So one of the things we need to do now is say, all right, let's take a look at your portfolio. I want to know, how did things work out? Here's one of the questions, and they can even ask themselves, our listeners right
sure.
now, is, did you feel that you had enough cash on hand during this experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it plays into the overall topic of, and we're going to talk a little bit about this today, is your tolerance for risk or appetite for risk in a comfortable position? And when I say that, really what I mean is, if the entire time during March, April, May, you're looking at your portfolio and going, it's way too far down. It's
mm-hmm.
too. I can't handle this. I don't know what to do. I'm not sleeping at night because
right.
I don't. The sky is falling. Oh my gosh, my portfolio is done.
Mm-hmm.
Then that tells me, as your advisor, your planner, that your appetite for risk, your portfolio, is a little too risky. It's too aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have to look back, and the market has come back. Again, we're not entirely there. I don't think we're fully out of the woods, but
right.
we have seen positive growth
right.
since the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have the capabilities to go and say, okay, if my appetite for risk was too high, if I can't sleep at night during the downturns, then now we take the time to be maybe a little bit more conservative, move the portfolio to a position that will allow you to be a little more comfortable. And obviously no one wants to see their portfolios go down.
Right.
But when the markets do go down, you're in a position to say, I'm okay here because I know where the reward or the upside can take me.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found, George, is that the clients that have been with us for a long time, mm-hmm. they've weathered through different things, not a COVID, but they've gone through it.
Sure.
And we've gotten to understand what their risk tolerance is. And I would say when we looked at our overall book, maybe it was 2% that mm-hmm. actually called and said, hey, I'm uncomfortable. But I found that it was those who were new to Crystal Clear Finances,
yeah.
who had just come over. And that's why I think part of this, as we're looking for the big reveal, we're looking for those areas where there was cracks in their the pressure of their financial plan, where they felt uncomfortable, they weren't sleeping at night, it's communication. They have to communicate with us. And that's what we're doing with our clients right now. Our newsletters are going out. We're calling clients and saying, hey, did you sleep good at night?
Yeah.
And like to you, what you said, no one said, oh yeah, it was a ball of fun, Crystal, watching accounts go down.
Yeah.
But most people, because they've thought through what their risk tolerance is and we've got good communication with them, we're really able to identify it and they could walk through smoothly.
Yeah.
So one of the things I would say to our listeners is, if you are going through something like this, if you went through the COVID and it was crickets out there, no one's reaching out to you and you were scared.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of times men won't admit it. So you were nervous or uncomfortable, whatever word you want to use. It's just that now is the time where you need to reach out to either your advisor, or you can reach out to our office at Crystal Clear Finances and you can say, hey, I want to sit down because this was too much for me and I need to articulate what would make me more comfortable.
Yeah. And I want to say two things to that, because I think the first thing is, in downturns or market uncertainty, mm-hmm. if you have an advisor, right, and you're not hearing from them, mm-hmm. then what are you paying that advisor for?
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, the good times are great, and that advisor loves talking to you when they're making you money and everything else. But at the end of the day, if they are not fully communicating all the time, especially during the down times, then what are you paying for? Because at the end, we have to know that I can sleep at night when my advisor's calling me and I have peace of mind, then I can say, okay, I'm in a good position. But if I'm not in a good position and things are stressing me out, mm-hmm. and then I can't get a hold of my advisor, what's the point?
And can I speak to that? Because I know you have another point that
yeah.
you want to make, but this is really like a sore spot for me, because everybody wants to be a financial planner. Everyone always has financial advice that they would like to give. But unless you are willing to not only put in the studies, not only get the certifications, mm. but you must put in the time, the care, the compassion to lead the people through such an event as a COVID crisis, to me, advisors should be communicating effectively with their clients to help them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, it's so easy to take money, but that's why we have put ourselves on the same side, George, as our clients, so that when they prosper, we prosper. When their accounts are down, our accounts are down, so that we all have a common goal, get the client to the end goal, which is either retirement, whether it's a specific goal that they're having, a dream that they want to come true. All those different things require a skilled, attentive,
yeah.
available advisor.
Available.
So I didn't mean to jump but boy, it seems like everyone's like, oh, I could be an advisor. I'm like, really?
Well, you got to understand too. I mean, you go all the way back to 2009,
mm-hmm.
and the market has done extremely well. Yes. I mean, historically speaking, mm-hmm. probably the best run to date, even
yes.
with COVID.
Yes.
We have seen the market do well. So when you look at that, you go, yeah, over recent history, pretty much anybody could make money in the stock market. They really could. I mean, if you think about it, buying mm-hmm. any point in time in 2009, and if you left it till today, you made money, mm-hmm. right? And so when you look at the situation, you go, okay, yeah, you can make it. But these times of 2008, of 2011, of the election, of COVID, is really where you're paying for the ability of peace of mind, the ability to sleep at night, and really allowing yourself to go, okay, I understand and I trust my advisor and where my money is at. And that to me is really why people get into this in the first place and trust a third party at the end of the day to make sure that they know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Because during these times is when advisors should be shining, where they should be able to say, I am getting paid to lead, to take all this noise that's out there in the marketplace, all the information that's given. And we were talking this morning how there was information given and it wasn't accurate. It was just a headline information and they didn't tell the full story. Let me revise it. It was true information, but it wasn't the whole story.
Correct.
And a good advisor will come along and say, okay, let me cipher through all of this. Here's what's really going on, and confidently lead and be there. So sorry, I just get off my little soapbox there, but it's just like, oh wow, there's so, I wish they could see the nights we stay up. I wish that they could see behind the scenes and the care and compassion. And there are a lot of good advisors, George. I don't want to just let people think that, oh, it's only Crystal Clear Finances. No. I believe that the clients that are supposed to be here at Crystal Clear Finances, the clients with Refined Financial, they'll come. There's enough for everyone. What fires me up is that we have to have advisors that are quality individuals that care about their clients and will lead them through not only the good times when it's fun, but will buck up, you know, pull up their bootstraps and say, we're going marching and we're going to go through this and we're not stopping. We're going to make sure you get where you need to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And let me just jump back to what we were talking about before is the other piece of this too, when we were talking about time changing, and you mentioned that the individuals who've been with Crystal Clear Finances a long time, right, kind of understand what's happening and how we plan and what's going on. And so risk tolerance is there. And this is what I'll say to that point is your risk tolerance or appetite for risk, right? Any advisor is going to have some sort of questionnaire or philosophy or process that they go through to invest in individuals' money. We have to legally, it's compliant, but it's also the way for us to really understand how people think about their money.
Absolutely. Right?
However, a risk tolerance or an assessment or a questionnaire, whatever you want to call it, is never set in stone. It's not concrete, right? We do it because we need to understand where you are today as an investor, but as life goes on and time changes, so does your appetite for risk.
Absolutely.
And so these times in COVID-19 and the uncertainty in the world just amplify that point. And so when you look specifically at, okay, if I do need to make a change, that's normal. It's normal to think, okay, maybe I do need to make a change, because if you haven't looked at your investments in a while, or you haven't revisited that assessment in a couple of years, maybe it's time to take that assessment again and have a conversation with us to go, you know what? I think I need to position a little bit more conservative. I'm getting a little older. I'm getting closer to retirement or needing that money. And chances are, if you need the money sooner than later, you need to be more conservative than aggressive.
Right. And I love that point, because so many people, they look at a financial plan or a risk tolerance. And maybe this is just a personality part where they say, okay, check the box. I filled it out. I did the plan. I'm moving on. Mm-hmm. And what we need to understand is exactly what you just said, George, is that life changes.
Yeah.
And our outlook changes. And we need to realize that the risk tolerance that we're in, and that's what this big reveal is all about. Hey, listen, did you sleep at all during COVID? Because if you were on pins and needles the entire time and it was about your portfolio or about finances, which for many people it is, then we need to sit down and say, okay, how do we position? And there are steps that people can take to be repositioned in a way. And we're not saying COVID's going to happen again, but life keeps happening.
For sure. And uncertainty, I mean, we were talking about this at the beginning of the year before COVID-19. 2020 was going to be an uncertain year. Why? Because we have a presidential election. And that always is just the case.
Oh, yeah.
History has shown that the markets don't like uncertainty. And regardless of the political candidate, it's just a matter that we don't know who that candidate is going to be until the election is over. And when uncertainty is involved, the markets tend to be volatile. And then we got hit with the biggest uncertainty we've seen in our in my lifetime,
right,
to be able to say what's going on, how are these markets going to react. And yes, we saw a huge pullback. We've seen it come back. Maybe there's another one. Your guess is as good as mine, but that's not the point. The point is we have to position ourselves and our money to a place where if it does happen again, I don't have to be phased like I was the first time.
Exactly. Well, let's just take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Knowing when to apply for Social Security and how those choices can impact your loved ones can be confusing. So join me, Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances, with my special guest, Bill Rinaldi, on Wednesday, June 17th at 6 p.m. online as we discuss how you can confidently apply for Social Security. Discover the right options for you and your family. Register at crystalclearfinances.com for our online webinar on Wednesday, June 17th. At 6 p.m. so you can have confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you each and every Saturday. I do want to encourage you to listen to our Wealthy Wednesdays on our Facebook Live at the Crystal Clear Finances. And also on Thursdays, we do Crystal Clear Conversations with the business owners, those clients that we have that own businesses within the Crystal Clear Finances family. But I also want to let you know, boy, I got a lot of but-alsos here, but I'm also joined today by George Amador III. He is a certified financial planner, works with us here at Crystal Clear Finances. He has Refined Financial for those who are working their way up to where they say, hey, I'm ready for a financial plan mm-hmm. and want to start investing. But George, it's so good to have you here with us today.
Yeah.
And right before the break, we were talking about risk tolerance. We're talking about the big reveal and looking at our portfolios and saying, you know, before we went into COVID, before we went into all of this, we thought we had it pretty much under control. We thought our risk tolerance was good, and we found out that it revealed a lot.
Absolutely. And here's where the big reveal comes in, right? We talked a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, is the big reveal is taking the time to go back and assess, mm-hmm. okay, what really came about, meaning my emotional state, mm-hmm. my mental state, the stress on, you know, we talk about how money, it provides really anxiety, unfortunately, and stress right. in life sometimes. And so the big reveal is, when this happens, what did that show me? What did that reveal to me to say, okay, do I need to make a change? Mm-hmm. Am I okay with staying the course? Do I need to talk to a professional mm-hmm. to make sure that either one, you are in a position you're supposed to be, or two, maybe there's a better option and a better way to get you to a place that you don't have to feel stressed out every mm-hmm. time bad news hits the TV.
And I think that's why when we put together a financial plan, George, we're always talking about, listen, it's not just investments.
Yeah.
It's making sure that we have safe money outside the market. Because I tell you what, when we're talking with our clients and they're seeing the accounts go down, because yes, some of our accounts went down. Sure. Hey, it just happened. Yeah. But they're sleeping good at night, George, because they're like, yeah, well, if stores were open, we can just go to our safe money and go take that money, and they can shop online, whatever it is that they did. But sure. knowing that they had safe money outside the market. And it's not exciting, George, when a market is really going good and you tell a client, hey, listen, we need to put safe money over here and get about 3%. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
I could be earning so much more. And people are lured by the excitement of the market. And when they put that financial plan together, it all seems to go there instead of doing what we do, which is, hey, we need to have safe money, we need to have investment money, and we need to have protection money.
Absolutely. And those three pieces, and the clients who are listening, who have come in and had the conversation with us, totally understand, mm-hmm. right? The plumbing schematic,
yes,
if you
yes.
will, that we put on our screens to talk to clients about. But it goes back to our core convictions at this mm-hmm. office, right? The market's always going to be volatile. Taxes are probably going to always go up. And so when you look at positioning a financial plan correctly, right, it has a lot to do with not just money that's tied up in investments, that's tied up in risk assets. Because at the end of the day, what I see more often than not is individuals focus so hard on that one area, that one bucket of, I need to make sure my money is earning so much mm-hmm. that I'm going to be able to live someday. That alone, regardless of what the media says or the news says, that alone is stress enough, mm-hmm. right? To try to just make sure that we're making it, quote unquote, right? And so the idea here is, a solid financial plan has a lot of components. Savings, money that's easily accessible,
right.
that's tax-free, that's growing compound interest. The investment piece, sure, we need to have money growing for mm-hmm. us. We need to have money that's susceptible to risk, but that's because of the reward that can also be there. Mm-hmm. And then we got to protect the whole thing.
Right.
We got to make sure that it's all able for us to someday, when we say, I don't want to work anymore, that we have the money set aside to be able to live on. And again, I was having this conversation the other day. Individual came into the office and was very concerned that she was going to outlive her money. Her money was not going to outlive her.
Which is a concern that we see a lot where people will, it's prevalent among.
Very prevalent. And the issue that came about was, I need to make sure that I have this saved up. And the whole idea of the conversation, to be honest, was, and this was not the fault of her own, this is where most people are, is most of the money was entirely in the yellow tank, the investment tank, which is susceptible to risk. And so you see these things happen, COVID-19 and others, and the market drops and your account is dropping by 10, 15, 20% if it's not invested properly or to your risk assessment. And now you're going, there's no way. I'm going to outlive my money and I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's why we have to have a plan that is not entirely based on investments.
Exactly.
We have to put money in different buckets to make sure we can have our money outlive us.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things, George, I think happens is they promote the silver bullet mentality in the news where, hey, look, this person found this stock and they became a multimillionaire and you can too, you know? And so people are thinking, okay, so in order to be prepared, I must have to shove everything into the yellow tank, everything into the investments. What? Only get 3% in savings? No, I can't afford that. And it literally is that silver bullet. You and I have talked about clients that have said, oh, who have come to us now because of COVID, they were someplace else and there's like, this is all I have left. Now I got to make it super aggressive. And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. That's a silver bullet mentality that says, okay, if I can just find the right one, everything will be okay for me. And nothing in life is like that. We need to have a more holistic, now we can be growth oriented, but we want to, again, go through the risk tolerance. And so I know we have about 10 minutes left or so, but what I'd like to do, George, is let's talk about, you know, what are some of the questions that we ask in a risk tolerance that really would reveal to a person, oh, I guess I'm not as risky as I thought. And I can start with one. Mm. I know on our questionnaire, one of the questions, it's probably my favorite one, is if you invest your money with me and then the next day you go out and the market drops 25%, which we have seen it do, would you A, want to pull everything out of the market? B, would you call and say, hey, Crystal, can you kind of talk through, let me know what's going on, what you're seeing, but I want to hold? Or C, would you say, what a great buying opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the idea behind that question, right, is of allowing us to gauge the type of individual you are to say, okay, am I going to be much more conservative? Maybe we sell some of those positions. Unfortunately, though, that locks in losses. So you got to be careful. Is it a, you know what, I'm going to be in an aggressive position and go stocks on sale, let's buy more. However, when the market goes down, remember, the media is not saying this is a great opportunity. Right. The media is saying the sky is falling.
Right.
So you have to think about what the inlets you're taking in are, or the individual who goes, you know what, let's maybe wait for a little bit of a rebalance. Let's stay the course. Let's put this in play and go, okay, now I can be in a position to say everything's okay. We can assess the situation because, you know, let's face it, downturns happen for all different reasons.
Right? All right.
And COVID was just a huge uncertain. We didn't see this coming at all. Mm-hmm. I've said this a lot at the beginning. You know, people have said for years now, and you can attest to this, that there's going to be a big stock market crash, right? We've had really good years, so that just means it's coming down. And then people went, here it is, right? Here's the stock market crash because of COVID. And I said this a lot at the beginning of this whole process back in February, March. Well, there honestly were no economic factors to say that the market was going to go down.
Preach that. That is such a good point.
Numbers were really good. Job growth was great. Unemployment was low. GDP was doing well. Inflation was in a good spot. The market's doing very, very well. And all of a sudden, this thing happens, and it's uncertainty in the market, and bad news hits, and boom, the stock market plummets. Right. It wasn't because we have all of this issues with our economic growth or unemployment. It was simply due to an uncertain event that happened, right? So that has a lot of different connotation to it than if we are in a position economically where it's really bad. Take 2008. 2008 was a scenario that was entirely different than March, simply due to the fact that there's economic factors versus the media factors, to be honest with you. I don't know how else to say that, to allow us to say, okay, are there opportunities to get in? Are there opportunities to make sure that I'm still protected? Are there opportunities to keep my money in cash and allow for me to basically say, okay, let's make sure we have the plan? Because a question like that risk tolerance, there's another one that simply talks about what's your time horizon, right? Time horizon the biggest factor to how aggressive or conservative you're going to be, right? Because if I have 30 years to invest my money, to be honest, I don't care what the market does tomorrow. I'm not even going to remember 30 years from now what the market did tomorrow, because I don't need this money.
Right.
But if I need the money in 2 or 3 years from now, I'm going to have to be way more conservative because I might not have the time to make up the loss if it happens. So I need to position more conservative. So that risk tolerance, not only, okay, what's the market do, your time horizon, your age, there's other factors as
how soon they were going to start drawing out, systematic investing, all different components, their comfort level, have they ever invested before?
Yep.
Because if you haven't, and then you jump in and say, yep, I've got a really high risk tolerance, never done this before, but yeah, let's go for growth.
Yeah.
This year was a good wake up year. You know, and we go back to what you were talking about. To me, what I like, and you were describing a black swan event where this happened, that it wasn't because of the economy. We literally turned our economy off to get through this whole COVID thing, and we're turning it back on. But that's why I like in that risk tolerance form when it said, hey, are you going to head for the hills, basically was the one, or are you going to start dollar cost averaging? But I love the middle choice, George, because the middle choice says, I'm going to talk to my advisor. I'm going to find out what is it that I should be doing.
Sure.
And I think by understanding that, and then like you said, putting in, okay, well, you don't need this money for 30 years. How many of our clients, George, were putting money in as the market's going down? They've been putting money in as it goes up because they know they don't need it right away.
Totally. Yeah. And everybody's different. And personal finance is personal finance, right? And so at the end of the day, when people call me and say, my friend's doing this, or this person said this, and I've listened to this person, you have no idea what they need or what they want or where they're at in their finances. And so it's not about, I need to poll all of my friends to see what's happening. It's, I need to talk to an individual who understands where I'm at in life, what I need my money to do for my life, and put a plan in place that is personal to me to allow my money to work for me the best way possible.
That's good preaching. That's good preaching, because that is exactly what we need in this country. I think each and every person needs to stop looking at the person to the right and to the left about what they're doing with their money and figure out, what do I need to do with my money? What was the big reveal that has come from 2020? And then let's sit down together and let's talk about it. So I'm going to encourage our listeners today to call 518-433-7181. That's the office here at Crystal Clear Finances. Or you can contact us through crystalclearfinances.com and say, hey, listen, I listened to you and George. I want to sit down with one of you and find out, what do I need to do differently in my finances? Let's talk about the big reveal in your life. Let's walk through a risk tolerance and make sure you're positioned properly from this point forward. Well, George, I'm looking at the clock. We got about 1 minute left. I want to thank you so much for being here. We got to get you on more often.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure being here. I love it. So anytime.
All right. Thank you. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.